Bern was home to some 60,000 people when Einstein arrived during the first week of February 1902. The medieval elegance of the old town quarter had changed little in the 500 years since it had been rebuilt following a fire that destroyed half the city. It was here that Einstein found a room on Gerechtigkeitsgasse, not far from the city's famous bear pit. Costing 23 francs a month, it was anything but the large, beautiful room he described to Mileva. Not long after he unpacked his bags, Einstein went down to the local newspaper to place an advert offering his services as a private tutor of mathematics and physics. It appeared on Wednesday, 5th of February, and offered a free trial lesson. Within days, it paid off. One of the students described his new tutor as about 5'10", broad-shouldered, slightly stooped, a pale brown skin, a sensuous mouth, black mustache, nose slightly aquiline, radiant brown eyes, a pleasant voice, speaking French correctly, but with a slight accent. A young Romanian Jew, Maurice Solovan, also came across the advert as he read his newspaper walking down the street. A philosophy student at Bern University, Solovan was also interested in physics. Frustrated that a lack of mathematics was preventing him from gaining a deeper understanding of physics, he immediately made his way to the address given in the newspaper. When Solovan rang the bell, Einstein had found a kindred spirit. The student and tutor talked for 2 hours. They shared many of the same interests, and after spending another half hour chatting in the street, they agreed to meet the following day. When they did, all thoughts of a structured lesson were forgotten amid a shared enthusiasm for exploring ideas. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be tutored in physics, Einstein told him on the third day. What Solovan liked about Einstein, as the two quickly became friends, was the care with which he outlined a topic or problem as lucidly as possible. Before long, Solovan suggested that they read a particular book and then discuss it. Having done the same with Max Talmud in Munich as a schoolboy, Einstein thought it an excellent idea. Soon Konrad Habicht joined them. A friend from Einstein's aborted stint teaching at the boarding school in Schaffhausen, Habicht had moved to Bern to complete a mathematics thesis at the university. United by their enthusiasm for studying and clarifying the problems of physics and philosophy for their own satisfaction, the three men started calling themselves the Academy Olympia. Even though Einstein came highly recommended by a friend, Haller had to make sure he was capable of doing the job. The ever-growing number of patent applications for all manner of electrical devices had made the hiring of a competent physicist to work alongside his engineers a necessity rather than a favor for a friend. Einstein impressed Haller sufficiently to be provisionally appointed a technical expert third class with a salary of 3,500 Swiss francs. At 8 o'clock in the morning on 23rd June 1902, Einstein reported for his first day as a respectable federal ink pisser.